I'm David Dahl. I'm the industry principal for facilities and energy management. I work with a wide variety of customers who are interested in collecting their data and making better use of it, moving from the shop floor to the whole facility. And that could be manufacturing sites. It could be large critical facilities such as data centers, airports, even sports arenas we're working with now. We want to connect to their systems and understand what's going on inside their walls, make better decisions about the energy they're using, and cut back. It's not just about efficiency, it's also about reducing the demand. OSIsoft is a 30-year-old software company. We make software called the PI system, or PI. It's about connecting to real-time historical data, sensor data, control system data, what people now refer to as the Internet of Things, but we've been doing it for over 30 years. So before there was an internet, we were grabbing real-time sensor data and enabling people to do what's meaningful to them. These days, IoT means a lot of different things to a lot of different people, but from our point of view, it always comes down to the data, being able to connect to the data, bring it in, store it, and enable people to do smart things with it. Most software companies are trying to sell you a specific solution to solve a specific problem, and they usually start their design with the end goal in mind. These are the screens we want, these are the reports we want, and they back up into the data sources, and the data feeds, and the amount of data that they need to actually accomplish that. And it may give you something quickly, but then when you have the next issue or the next improvement or the next idea, you're stuck and you have to go back to square one. By starting with an open data infrastructure and understanding you can collect all that data and you can keep all that data and you can make it accessible when you have that next good idea, you're not just enabling the first project, the first idea. You're enabling the next good idea and the ideas you haven't even thought of yet. So OSIsoft has been around for 30 years. PI system used to be on different platforms, VAX, Linux, Unix. But in the early 90s, they were one of the first companies to adopt Windows NT as an industrial platform. And at that point, made the sea change to move exclusively onto the Microsoft platform. And it's really easy to understand why, if you understand our philosophy. We both share a common a philosophy and approach to really enable the customer. We're not selling limited out-of-the-box solutions with a couple of screens or a dashboard and that's all you get. And if you want to change it, it's a six-month IT project, right? Similar to the way they offer SharePoint as a flexible document management and process system, we offer the PI system as a flexible real-time data infrastructure, right? To do the things you need to do today, tomorrow, and the things you haven't even thought about that you're going to want to do next year. So we've hitched our wagon to Microsoft. We integrate with Excel, Office, and SharePoint. And now as the cloud takes over, we're piggybacking what Microsoft is doing there too. So now we have PI system running in Azure, so people can use that to quickly install and scale out their infrastructure, right? Versus buying all the on-premise hardware that they've been doing for decades. So we have PI running on Azure. Now that that's moved into to the government cloud, we're one of the first participants there. We've got a lot of government customers that are trying to do those same things, collect their data, use it in different ways, share it, make it scalable, make it secure. And Microsoft's government cloud gives that to us and to our customers right out of the box. So we've been taking advantage of Azure, and now we're taking advantage of the new capabilities that are coming out, such as Azure Machine Learning. So Azure Machine Learning is a new tool that lets you do predictive modeling very quickly, very easily. And if you're going to do good predictions, what do you need? You need good history, which again, is that's where the PI system comes in. We store and enable people their real-time and historic data better than anybody. So you can keep all that data, and then when you're building your models, you have the depth and the breadth of historic data you need to feed those models. So we're working with people like Carnegie Mellon University to take their history of their data, and in a couple days, they're generating predictive models in Azure ML where they say it would have taken them weeks, if not months, with the tools they're used to using. And then once you've generated those predictive models, what do you want to do with them? You generate predictive data, you feed it back into the PI system, and now you have that future data, that predictive data that you can map alongside your actual data when it happens. And they're using this data to make their buildings smarter, understanding when they should turn on their heat or their air conditioning. Instead of just turning everything on at 6 a.m. and turning it off at 6 p.m., if you can understand the inside temperatures, the outside temperatures, the history of the building, you can determine that maybe you don't need to turn the heat on until 7 a.m. or 8 a.m. Or maybe you can leave it off all day because the temperature is just right. And you can save a lot of money just by not turning on building systems when you don't need to. And the other thing this predictive data lets you do is understand when you've got issues, right? When you've got a good model and your real-time data is tracking your predictive data, and then all of a sudden something changes and you can see that it's off the model, you know something's happened. Carnegie Mellon has actually found equipment faults with equipment that wasn't being monitored just because the real-time values suddenly veered off of the predictive model. And they were able to go and fix these problems and save money in otherwise invisible issues nobody would have ever detected. It's a value story, right? They bought into the Microsoft stack, they bought in the PI system, an OSIsoft stack, and we worked together to help customers get more value out of them together.